Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 8:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Businesses linked by one name, the name of a family. We'll discuss that with editor Bill Roy, a local update from the Wichita Business Journal, coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Mass shootings at two mosques full of worshipers in New Zealand, 49 people dead. In a rebuke, a dozen defecting Republicans joined Senate Democrats blocking the national emergency order from President Trump. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran among those dozen. Men's basketball. The Shockers, Wildcats, Jayhawks all win yesterday in conference tournament play. All three in action again this evening. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Work on the Green Project on I-235 from Meridian to Broadway. Okay, tonight at 9 p.m., they're going to be closing northbound I-235, eastbound K-96, but same thing there, from Meridian to Broadway. It's going to be closed at 9 p.m., and they're going to try and have things done before 6 a.m. on Monday. So that's going to be closed this weekend. You won't be able to get around there. Again, northbound I-235 closing from Meridian to Broadway this weekend. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And our weather forecast, a high today 49 under a sunny sky. Overnight low tonight down to 30 under a clear sky. And it'll be mostly sunny all weekend long. A warmer day tomorrow, high Saturday 60, high Sunday 59. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northwest. It is 33 degrees. We're under a sunny sky. We're on our way to a high today of 49. 8:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All morning long, we've had our correspondent Steve McIntosh live at the Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago East. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Don. We're just about to wrap up here. We've only got about 40 more minutes to go till 9:30 this morning. You can come out and be a part of all the fun down here. We've got the Irish dancers. They've been going for almost 3 hours now. Wow. We got bagpipers with celebrities pouring coffee for you out here. Just all kinds of fun, and it's all a big fundraiser for Rainbows United, the 44th annual original Blarney Breakfast. Ted seen a lot of people we know, listeners wanting to know where Ted is, it's a great morning. So as I said, unofficial start of spring here in Wichita, because we've got this beautiful weather. The sun is out. It's going to be a great day and a great weekend. We got a lot of basketball to talk about. You guys have been talking about the basketball this morning, and it's exciting and it's fun. We're out here till 9:30 this morning at Kellogg and Rock Road, Ted.
Yeah, still got another 40 minutes, so if somebody wants to drop by, still got time to do it.
Yeah, this is the place to be. And I'm looking out there. They're still bringing people in the door, and what we're doing is we've been encouraging folks, if you come in, eat your food, and then you can bail out pretty quick and let some more people come in here. The idea is to get as many people as we can in here to raise as much money as we can for a great cause, the Rainbows United.
Yep, Rainbows is a fantastic cause, and we really love the work that they do and families that they help all through the year. And this Blarney Breakfast is just, it's a Wichita institution. Do you remember the first time you ever went to the Blarney Breakfast?
Well, it was working here at KNSS. It was just a few years ago. For years and years, I had never been to the Blarney Breakfast, but just a couple of years ago, about three or four, they decided they would allow me to go to the breakfast because they had always worried in the past whether they would have enough food if I showed up.
Right.
You know, I am to it.
Well, and that's a warranted concern. So they were right to right. Have that be part of their cautionary. Hey, every morning at 6:50, we have Tom Leffler on from Leffler Commodities. And this morning, Tom sent me and Jad a beautiful exploration of corned beef and cabbage and its great history through the years. Have you ever had corned beef and cabbage?
Oh, sure. Everybody's had corned beef and cabbage, haven't they? And it's a terrific, terrific meal. Corned beef and cabbage. Yep, I like cabbage. You know, you boil up some cabbage, put a little butter on it. That's good to eat. And also, of course, I always like a good Reuben sandwich, which has some corned beef in it as well. So we don't talk about food. We can do another 30 or 45 minutes.
I suppose we could, but yeah. So, and Tom Leffler has given us enough information on corned beef and cabbage to do a symposium on it. So,
one thing about Tom, he's full of information.
Well, Blarney, let's put it that way. On this day for the Blarney breakfast, we can always put it that way.
Tom Leffler.
Well, Steve, we've certainly enjoyed your live coverage this morning from the Blarney breakfast, and once again, it just sounds like you guys are just having the time of your life over there.
Well, and we've run into quite a few Steve and Ted listeners, and it's been great to see them and talk with them, and we're going to be back on for our normal show on Monday morning. It's not going to be quite as exciting as being at the Blarney breakfast, but we're going to have a great week next week because it's always fun doing Steve and Ted every morning for the folks out there. And again, the Blarney breakfast going on till 9:30 at Kellogg and Rock Road, Ted.
Sounds good, Steve. Thanks for being with us all morning.
You bet. My pleasure.
That's our correspondent, Steve McIntosh, live at the 44th Annual Blarney Breakfast at Old Chicago East this morning. Steve's been having a fantastic time with us. Always good to check in. It is 8:51 with Steve and Ted. And, you know, businesses linked by one name, the name of a family, very important. Let's get more from editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing Wichita companies in the 2019 Family Business Awards. For the past 4 years, the WBJ has been recognizing family businesses in Wichita that have served as the foundation for the area economy. In that time, 54 companies have been honored for their work. This year, 16 companies will be honored at a dinner Tuesday at the Hyatt Regency Wichita. Among the companies honored, Sunflower Travel, Crossland Construction, Schofield Brothers Dealerships, Bunting Magnetics, Wilson Building Maintenance, and Classic Real Estate. The 2019 Family Business Award, sponsored by Allen Gibson Hulick, and profiles of all the companies are available in the weekly edition and on our website. This week's guest on the Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast, WSU Tech President Sherry Utash. Utash is back from her first meeting as member of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. That meeting was at the White House, so she sat at the same table as President Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross. Utash says she realizes she represents the entire state of Kansas, not just WSU or Wichita. She recounts her day in Washington. What an interesting day it was. That's on the podcast this week. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy. Well,
that's a pretty good trip to the nation's capital there for Sherry.
You bet. And that's a big board. You got people like Lockheed Martin's CEO is on there, and Walmart's CEO, Tim Apple. That's, I did the same thing
did,
that
yep.
the president
you
did.
Yep.
Tim Cook of Apple. Yeah.
Of course, we've had Steve McIntosh out at the Blarney breakfast all morning long. I'm sure at some point in your long career, you've been out to the Blarney breakfast.
Been out to the Blarney breakfast a couple of times and served coffee. And we did it a couple of times out at Willie C's West at Kellogg and West Street. That was a long time ago.
Yep, remember that. Do you have any St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday? Is there any Irish in your DNA?
Well, yeah, I'm redheaded, I'm green-eyed, and we can trace my dad's family back to 1692 in Ireland.
Oh, my, yeah.
And then my grandfather on my mother's side, he was the youngest of 8 kids and the only one to be born in America. All of them came from Ireland.
Oh, my gosh. So, you've got the Irish immigrant in your DNA makeup.
See, St. Paddy's is a big day for me.
Yep, and I've got Irish on my grandfather's and grandmother's side of the family to my father's side. So, there's all sorts of Irish blood coming through this conversation.
Well, we'd better get the wearing of the green on Sunday.
Yeah, and the drinking of the green. That's part of the whole thing, too.
That's an important part of it.
I and Begora. Well, we'll move on to other pursuits this weekend. And thanks for being with us, Bill.
You betcha. We'll see you next week.
All righty. That's Editor Bill Roy. Great stuff from the Wichita Business Journal. Good to hear from Roy twice. Mr. Roy, twice every weekday morning right here with Steve and Ted. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.